He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is June the 2nd. Do you know where your money is? Actually, it's June the 6th. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. Well, we haven't had three down days in a row all year. Boy, are we spoiled, huh? You know what? It seems like when the market's going well, people say, I don't need you, Gunderson. I'm doing just fine. Thank you. But when it gets to be a little dicey, like it is right now, I just wonder how those emotions, how people handle those emotions, and whether or not they have any kind of exit strategy in the individual positions that they own. I devoted my newsletter last week. The title of the newsletter was Exit Strategy, and I outlined what my exit strategy was. It's basically this. I sell the weak stocks and I keep the strong ones. Right now I have 20% cash overall here at Gunderson Capital Management as we begin a new trading day. Right now we have the Dow up. Let's see, the Dow is up 20 points. 14,980. Hey, last time I looked we were above 15,000 yesterday. What happened? We're no longer above 15,000. Don't forget also that I put up the yellow warning flag two Fridays ago after months of flying the green flag. The S&P is up 3 points this morning. It's at 1,611. It's holding on to that 1,600 level. The NASDAQ is up 7, but it's volatile. It's at 3,408, staying above that 3,400 level. The euro is at 1.32, rising a bit this morning. The 10-year yield is at 2.10, and gold is up 90 cents to $1,400 per ounce. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, down the hallway from me and taking up a couple of the floors below me is one of the big wirehouse firms that many people have their accounts parked with. And people have this false sense of security because it's Wells Fargo or because it's Smith Barney or because it's Morgan Stanley. They think that they're in good hands. Well, you know, as I go up and down the hallway a couple times a day, that's about all the time I have to go up and down the hallway during times like this. I see the place basically is empty. I just wonder who's minding the mint, who's watching your portfolio while the markets swoon about. I can basically say this. You know what? During times like this, I sell the weak stocks, even if I have big gains in them. If they start to point down, I have no set rules. That's not like, okay, it's below the 20-day moving average. That's an automatic sell. Or the 20 is crossed below the 50. That's an automatic sell. No. I don't believe that computers or rules are good things to have. I believe that you have to have a little bit of intuition. You have to have a little bit of human touch. After all, I look at these stocks every single day like they're my kids. And I know when one's getting a runny nose. You know, you can tell. I can tell when a stock is losing its mojo. You know, one of the big jobs of a manager of a baseball team, there's a perfect example. Last night, I'm watching the Padre game, and we have an old-timer who we claimed off the waiver wires, Jason Marquis. He's been around the track a few times, but last night he's pitching a no-hitter into the sixth inning. A big thing of a manager is to recognize when his pitcher is losing it. Because if you wait too long, if you wait until they've lost it, you're going to lose the game. Stocks are no different. If you wait until they've lost it, you've probably lost most of your hard-earned gains. So you know what? Is there a hard and fast rule in pitching? Can the manager, Buddy Black, say, you know, Marquise at 101 pitches here, that's it. I changed my pitcher at 100 pitches. That's my rule. No, there's no hard and fast rule. Is there a hard and fast rule if he throws 8 balls in a row? Well, that's it. I'm done. Is there a hard and fast rule if the first guy hits one on the warning track, you know? No, I mean, a lot of it has to be. It has to be. There's no way around it. It has to be feel. You know, I guess you could say just that inner sense that, you know what, I don't like the way he looks. And sure enough, the sixth inning, you know, a guy rattles one off the wall to break up the no-hitter. I turned to my wife. I said, I've watched Jason Marquis pitch all year long. Jason Marquis has lost it. If I were the manager, I would go right out right now. Now, there's no hard and fast rule there, just intuition. And sure enough, you know, the next guy hits a home run. And instead of leaving the game as a hero and on top of the world, I pitched 6 innings. I'm pitching a shutout. I only allowed 1 hit. Instead, he goes out and hands the ball to the manager under a bit of a cloud because he's just allowed a home run and the game's getting tighter. And he goes out not being the hero. So, you know what? Look, I don't believe there's any hard and fast rules for selling. It's a matter of looking at them every day. And, you know, at least, you know, with me, I'm on top of it. From the time the market opens until the time the market closes, there's no interruptions here in my office. I am managing money. And I basically would just say that I've been selling the weak ones. I sold Home Depot several days ago after a 35% gain. You know, even in the same sector, you can have a strong one and a weak one. A Jurion is still strong. It's still my number one ranked stock. It's still a big holding here. It's still hitting new highs. But at the same time, in that same sector, the biotech sector, I've sold Celgene and I sold the BioMarin and maybe one or two others because they lost it. I could tell. The first guy up in the morning hammered a double off the wall. I said, okay, stick a fork in this stock. It's done for now. Now, it may come back at some time, and I may get back into it, but you know what? You've just got to go through them, each and every one of them, and you've got to make individual decisions. There's no such thing as all in or all out. Like I've said before, that's amateur hour. If you call up, say, I just want out of this market right now, that's amateur hour. That's drama king. That's drama queen. And then, you know, the Fed says something tomorrow and the market's up 220 points and you're kicking yourself because all your leadership stocks are blasting off. You have to take it one day at a time. I look at my stocks every single day and I make those decisions individually, not collectively. Weekly jobless claims, we continue to get fairly weak economic reports, which always raises the question, will the Fed take the punch bowl or will they keep it? The bond market's pretty nervous right now. The bond market is running scared. 10-year interest rates are at 2.1%. The bond market continues to run scared. We have GM returning to the S&P 500. Well, welcome back. You completely disappeared at one point and all your shareholders went to zero. And now you're back in the S&P 500. I have a new article out on SodaStream today. That's on thestreet.com. That seems to be a pretty timely article as soda is in the news today. Buyout rumors. There's another point I'd like to make. It's not wise to buy stocks on buyout rumors. You buy stocks because they have good performance, because they have good value, and because their stock charts are strong. If buyout rumors are built into that stock chart, or if they're built into those expectations, then so be it. But to hear a rumor that Pepsi's going to buy out SodaStream and buy the stock because of that, if you're hearing the rumor, everybody knows about it. It's not a good reason to buy a stock. Stories don't make money in the stock market. Greek unemployment, 26.8%. 26. Whatever Greece did, it didn't work. We should take a look and outline exactly what Greece has done over the last 10 years and not follow that model, okay? 26.8. Youth unemployment? Hey, you people with teenagers, kids getting out of high school, kids in college, the youth unemployment in Greece is 50%. One out of two youths is home sitting on the couch playing video games. I think one out of two of my kids is doing the same. No, I'm just kidding. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Thank you.
look at this green or this soda stream. This stock is flying today. Well, I had a new article released on it this morning. It's up on thestreet.com on the home page there. I talked about SodaStream here with you guys, my radio listeners, before I wrote the article for thestreet.com. The stock is up $5.63 this morning. And, of course, we covered this stock in depth yesterday, two days ago. I'd have to go back and look at my records. But is it a threat to Big Soda? Well, apparently it is, as I sip on my Crystal Light Energy that I made here with my SodaStream machine here at Gunderson Capital Management. Now, a lot of you folks out there have tried another machine. And I personally am not a coffee drinker, but a company that took the world by storm not that long ago, a few years back. In fact, it's one of the stocks I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, was Green Mountain Coffee Roasters. They had a very similar model to SodaStream. In fact, they were before SodaStream. You know, I think of the poor guy that's got to stop on his way to work and pull into a Starbucks parking lot, fight for a parking spot, trample into the Starbucks store, stand in line, get ripped off for $3 or $4 or whatever it is, and then stand in line for all of the additives and elixirs, and then fight your way back out to the parking lot, and then have to wait at the signal, all for a cup of coffee in the morning. And along comes Green Mountain Coffee Roasters, a single cup machine. They made the Keurig brewing machine. You just snap in the little, whatever it is, just the little tiny cup, and there you've got your fresh hot cup of about, I don't know how many different flavors they have of the stuff. And it was one of the hottest stocks of all time. In fact, the stock went from $1 per share to $115 per share. This Waterbury, Vermont company had a hit on its hands. It peaked in 2011. When I put it in my book, it was about $41 a share. After being listed in the book, it went to $115 per share. I sold my SodaStream. I had a double in the stock because there was a few things that hit the company. Their patents ran out. Competitors came along. And sales and earnings started to decelerate instead of accelerate. The pitcher was done. He was toast. He started giving up singles and doubles and walking guys on four pitches after pitching a no-hitter for six or seven innings. You know, momentum is an interesting thing. It seems like you either have it or you don't. The market either has momentum, which it has for the last 6 or 7 months, and right now, the momentum from the market is gone. Sports teams, they either have momentum. Look at the hockey team, the LA Kings. They seem to get the momentum at the right time, right about playoff time. Throughout the season, they're okay. But when the playoffs come, they came out of nowhere last year to take the Stanley Cup. And it seems like this year, again, they're in the finals, at least in the West. You want to get momentum at the right time. And you don't want to lose momentum. We've seen some terrific collapses. 10-game leads in baseball late in the season evaporate and disappear. Wasn't it the Boston Red Sox here not too long ago that had like a 10-game lead? And before you know it, they had lost the entire lead. The momentum just disappears. You've seen hitters on streaks. 14 games in a row getting a hit, you know, driving in a bunch of runs. We've got a guy last year, Headley, who led the league in RBIs. He had momentum for several months. He hit 34 home runs. His average is about 8 or 9. You know, all of a sudden he hits 34. He had momentum. This year he has none. He can't get his average above 230, you know. So momentum is an interesting thing. Green Mountain lost its mojo back in 2011, and it went clear from $115 down to $17 per share. Now, sometimes, however, they get their momentum back, and that's exactly what has happened with GMCR, an $11 billion company. Imagine sitting at home and saying, you know what, all these guys going to Starbucks and waiting in line, I got an idea. Let's test it, you know, and now it's an $11 billion company. Over the last 10 years, Green Mountain Coffee has delivered to investors 50% per year and a whole lot of caffeine. Over the last 5 years, Green Mountain has delivered 50% per year. Over the last 3 years, 45% per year. Over the last 12 months, the stock has tripled. This is the stock of the decade. I've said that a couple of times. You know what the other stock of the decade was? And it's starting to get a little mojo back. Monster Energy Drink, which used to be called Hansen's Natural Sodas, right? Well, people weren't drinking the organic orange juice as much as they used to, and so they decided to come up with a drink called Monster Energy, and it became the stock of the decade. Green Mountain is also one of the stocks of the decade. It gets a performance grade of A+, and it gets a momentum grade of A+. It passes the performance test with flying colors. What about the valuation test? Well, Green Mountain is currently trading at 20 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 22% per year, so it's still trading at a slight discount to its growth rate. I can justify this stock having the potential to get back up in the 150 area, 140 area over the next 5 years if they can keep this trajectory that they're on right now, which is about 20% per year earnings growth. Heck, over the last 5 years, they've averaged 91% per year. So 20 ought to be pretty easy for the company. Yes, there's competition. Starbucks came along with their own machine, and now they have reusable K-cups. It was really the K-cup that was the big deal because they were making a fortune on every K-cup that they sold. It was the Gillette, give them the razor, give them the razor and make the money on the blades. That's how Green Mountain Coffee did it. And they seem to be getting their mojo back. A highly caffeinated stock right now. In fact, out of 3,408 stocks that I follow, we added 20 new ones yesterday that we found to the database. Green Mountain is my number 2 ranked stock at the current time. $11 billion company, not a recommendation, just an example of a best stock now. In fact, a best stock of the decade that has found its mojo, has got its mojo back. It has the performance characteristics that I like. It has the value characteristics that I like. And it has a very, very powerful stock chart right now. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll-free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. This weekend, as always, be sending out the newsletter. And, you know, if you've been getting the newsletter, you know that I've been a raging bull, really for the last 4.5 years, ever since S&P 666. And now here we are at 1600. I've flown the caution flag many times along the way. I've had the green flag up for the last I don't know, year maybe, even through the financial cliff, the fiscal cliff talks. And for the first time in a long time, 2 weeks ago, I put up the yellow flag because the biggest threat to the market for losing its mojo and its momentum for now is the Fed. And obviously the Fed positioned themselves a little bit last week, 2 weeks ago, regarding their bond repurchasing program, otherwise known as quantitative easing. And that has taken the mojo, that has taken the momentum from the market for now. And, you know, everybody's been looking for an excuse to take some profits and to move a little money to the sidelines. They finally found their excuse. And you just like a pitcher who's been pitching a great game for seven innings, 7 months in a row. All of a sudden he gives up a double. He walks the next guy. Then he throws a wild pitch and the runners move up. It's time to go out and talk to your pitcher. Even more than that, it's time to go out and get the bullpen active, big time, and think about taking your pitcher out. More likely, that's the answer. But you know what? I don't own just one stock. I own 25-30 in my aggressive growth account. I own 25-30 in my conservative growth account. I own 25-30 in my income account. Between all my accounts, I probably own about 100. I don't make a big decision, sell everything. I don't make a big decision, let's get back in. I do it one stock at a time. Some stocks are holding up just fine. Look at SodaStream today. It's up $5.68. Look at Azurian. It's hitting an all-time high again today. It just depends on the stock. And as I've said before, I don't have any hard and fast rules. I use a lot of guidelines. Yes, 20-day moving averages. Yes, 50-day moving averages. Very, very important. Yes, accumulation distribution. Yes. And trends, trend lines. Every stock I own, I've drawn a trend line. I've drawn a line in the sand. No hard and fast rule, but I use these as guidelines. And when I feel that a stock is losing its mojo, I may have owned it for a year and a half. But when I feel it's losing its mojo, I'm done with it. And I move on. And you know what? We're going through a little bit of rotation right now. New stocks will rise up in the ranks. I said it 2 weeks ago. The last will become first at some point in time, and the first will become last. Now, having said that, this is not very much of a correction. Yes, we are in the midst of a correction. If anything, it's a sideways trend with some stocks selling off, some of the leadership stocks, some of the leadership groups selling off. But it still is not a very serious sell-off in the market. In fact, if you look at the worst ranked, last night just for fun, I looked at what's the bottom ranked stock in my entire database. It was the small cap index inverse 2-to-1. So it's still not very smart to be a bear. Those are still the worst ranked stocks. So another question that comes up is, well, when will you start hedging? When will you start adding some short positions to your portfolios? When those charts start to look good, when those stocks start to rise in rank. You heard me just say that the inverse small cap index, 2-to-1, leverage 2-to-1, is the worst ranked stock in the entire. It's ranked out of 3,408 different things that I rank. It's ranked number 3,408. Does it make much sense to step up to the plate right now and buy some inverse positions? No. Right now, we've entered into a new phase of the market, and I talk about these cycles all the time. We have been in a long uptrend in the market, 7 months now, okay? We haven't even had one day, we haven't even had one streak this year in the market where we've seen the market go down 3 days in a row. This Tuesday, this past Tuesday, was the first Tuesday that the market was down in like 15 weeks. So if anything, that's all we've started to do is level off. Think of a plane taking off the runway and it accelerates and your seat back, keep your seat belt on and you're tilted and all of a sudden the plane levels off. That's about where we are in the market right now. There's been a little turbulence as we've started to level off. But all in all, I mean, the pain has not been very much. And, you know, it's funny because as we go along month after month with no pain, the harder is it to accept a little pain when the pain does come, but it will inevitably come. And, you know, the other big question is, I don't know who manages your account. Have they done anything since this all started to brew about 3 weeks ago? Have they done a darn thing to your portfolio? Check it out. I mean, the people that have accounts with me can go to scotttrade.com. They can look up their portfolio. They can see the activity in their portfolio because I don't call them when I do things. There's no way I could do that. There's no way I could be an efficient money manager if I had to call hundreds and hundreds of people and say, you know what, I think we should sell this. No, I have to do it. Time is of the essence here. They'll see, and they can look at the stocks that I have sold. They can look up, he sold Home Depot out of my conservative growth account. I like Home Depot. Home Depot's up 34% since he bought it. Well, you know what? I don't like the chart. I don't like the way it's losing its mojo. I still like it long term, but I just didn't like it. I'm going to protect you here, all right? But at the same time, 80% of the stocks that I own, I've left alone. I've looked at them and I've said, you know, this thing still looks okay. It's still in my top 200 on a relative basis. It still has good valuation. It still has strong performance. It still has a very healthy stock chart. I've also said many times that in the end, the final arbiter, the final piece of evidence that I need to convict or set free a stock is that stock chart, that visual look. Is it starting to look bad here? Is the momentum starting to drain? Is the energy starting to drain? Is there something better? Maybe cash is better in that particular instance. So, you know, they can see the activity. Nobody can say, Gunderson, you just sit there and you do nothing. Well, take a look at all the activity in your account. There hasn't been any for a long time, just the normal tweaking here and there, you know. But lately there's been a little bit more because there's some turbulence here. You got to fasten your seatbelt. Some people would say, well, it's better to ride through the turbulence. Well, what about 2008 when the S&P was down 38%? That's more than just turbulence. That's downright damaging to your portfolio. It takes years to recover from something like that. So you know what? I do my best on every single stock. I'm here every single day. I manage portfolios. I have a roster of 25 or 30, just like a baseball team. And when one gets injured, when one starts to not perform, I move them to the sideline, send them back to AAA. Maybe someday in the future we'll bring them back up to the big team, but for now there's better things to be had, even if it's cash. And like I said, I currently have 20% cash. Now, here's another one. Here's another issue. How about your mutual funds? How about if you're a 401k investor at work? You know, I wouldn't have such an itchy trigger finger there. On individual stocks, when the market starts to get jostled around, I have a pretty itchy trigger finger. Mutual funds, I have a little bit more patience with them. You know, I watch their rankings, if their rankings are still good, and I look at their stock charts. I look at a one-year chart of the mutual funds that I own in the smaller accounts. My advice there would be to be a little bit, give them a little bit longer leash than you would give to individual stocks in a portfolio. That's why it's more time consuming. The rewards are greater of owning individual stocks, I believe, but it's a lot more time consuming. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
You've heard my husband, Charlie, talk about how Healthy Trim has helped him lose more than 15 pounds. For Charlie, I don't think it was as much about the number on the scale, but more about how he felt with clothes that had gotten tight over the years, his frustration over his lack of energy, and also about all the other diets and calorie counting he'd done in the past, all to no avail. And then he discovered Healthy Trim. It's a natural weight loss supplement that was like nothing else he'd ever tried before. He lost weight that very first week, and now I'm so excited to say that he's lost well over 15 pounds. He attributes the appetite suppression that made the biggest difference for him. Healthy Trim curbs his appetite and reduces his cravings. You got to take a look at the hundreds of testimonials on HealthyTrim.com and check it out for yourself. Just give Healthy Trim a try, and if it doesn't work for you like it has for Charlie, send it back for a full refund. Call today and you'll get a free bottle with your purchase. That's buy one, get one free. Go to HealthyTrim.com or 855-600-TRIM. That's 855-600-TRIM.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Another big question to at least think about at the current time. You know, there are easy ways now to hedge portfolios. We have all of these inverse exchange traded funds at our fingertips. Completely liquid. They're just, you know, have an inverse relationship to whatever it is that they mimic. For instance, the S&P 500 has SH, which goes in the opposite direction of the S&P 500. The Dow has DOG. It's a dog. It goes in the opposite direction of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The NASDAQ has its counterpart. Gold has its counterpart. The bond market has its counterpart. And on and on and on. You can hedge just about anything. Is it time, or is it too early in the game, to start hedging your portfolio? Well, you know what? I look at hedges the same way I do at stocks. I look at their performance. I look at their valuation, and I look at their stock chart. So let's look at one of the biggest opportunities to hedge, which would simply be the opposite of the S&P 500. Let's see how the app, Best Stocks Now, ranks SH right now. All right, let's begin with performance. Over the last 5 years, while the market has been going up by 3% per year, SH has been going down by 11% per year. You say, well, how can that be? Shouldn't it be exactly inverse? No, it doesn't really work that way, because it's on a daily basis that it's priced. And if you've had the inverse S&P 500 for the last 5 years, you've lost 11% per year. Over the last 3 years, it's been going down by 18% per year, while the market's been going up by 14%. Over the last 12 months, now we're getting down into the short-term performance. While the S&P is up 25%, the SH inverse S&P is down 23%. Now let's go even more recently. Over the last 3 months, the S&P is up 4.5%. SH is down 5%. Now let's go even shorter. The last month, it's even underperformed the S&P over the last month. On every single measure, the inverse S&P 500 has underperformed the S&P 500. It gets a momentum grade right now of D. There literally is no momentum whatsoever in this inverse fund. If you were to buy it now, you would be guessing that the market's going to really peel over here right now. And just looking at the performance of this fund, I would say, you know what? I think you're a little bit early in the game. You're making a guess. That's like pulling your guy that's pitching a no-hitter in the fifth inning when he's still got his no-hitter going. Just on a hunch. All right, now let's go with valuation. Well, the market is currently trading, let's see, what's my forward PE of the 3,400 stocks that I follow as of today? The forward PE is 17.6. All right, that's not extremely bad. The buying this inverse fund, you know, if the PE was 30, I'd feel a whole lot better about it. Now let's look at a chart of SH, just like we would any other stock. If this was a stock and you looked at this chart, you would say, woo, baby, that's ugly. Out of 3,408 different things that I have to invest in, the inverse S&P comes in at number 3,379. Now, having said that, there will be a day at some point in the future that this thing will start rising, the chart will start improving, and it will become a viable alternative option for your portfolio. But as we sit here right now today, I would say it's way too early. All right, we're going to talk to Craig Brock. We have one economic report out of the way again tomorrow. We get the big jobs report. Interest rates seem to be nervous here. We're at 2.11 right now, Craig.
Yeah, interest rates are they're percolating, kind of like that SodaStream stock.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so time is probably not on your side. The scenario is that this jobs report could go either way tomorrow. We had the claims report already this morning, and a little bit tepid, which is good news for locking a mortgage rate today. But this non-farm payroll report could go either way. If we have a creation of 175,000 or 200,000 jobs, if it does go that high, that's not going to be favorable for mortgage rates by any means.
No. You know, a lot of people are saying this is one of the most important jobs reports we've ever had. I guess it's just because that interest rates are in the news right now with what the Fed has said. And I guess the Fed, this will be a big piece of evidence that the Fed will point to in making their decision of what they're going to do next. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. That's more than fair to say. And investors in REITs are actually looking at this quite carefully, too, to see if things could potentially be different. There's certainly the caution flag, the yellow flag out there right now. And CNBC is running the caution flag for seniors that might be considering a reverse mortgage. Bill, we've been talking a long time that there's a lot to know about reverse mortgages.
Yeah, I know. I see the commercials. And, you know, we've got some local people that are really aggressive in marketing. You know, the free seminars and the free dinners and everything. I don't know. It just, I don't get a good feeling about that. I think it's something that you have to really weigh out in your mind, and it's not right for everybody. But, you know, for some people, you know, I guess it is the right thing. But I just think they're kind of being peddled onto the public a little too much, a little too aggressively. Well, we'll see how that report comes in tomorrow. I predict that it's going to come in line, no big surprises one way or the other, and we'll be left scratching our heads with what is the next thing the Fed's going to do. Well, don't scratch your head. Give Craig Brock a call, unless you got an itch. Give him a call. Where can we reach Craig?
It's toll free. It's 855-900-3279. Or Craig Brock. You can find me easy. The only Craig Brock in the United States in the mortgage business.
That's right. And I'm pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.